Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Cecia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April 16, 1816, in response to the heavy suppression of the Buster Revolt, the authorities released a proclamation issued by Deputy General Gill urging restraint. Martial law had been declared a day earlier, and already enslaved blacks were being tried and executed. The damage done to plantation property was considerable, with the insurgents being described as a perfidious league of enslaved individuals who went about setting the cane fields on fire, pillaging and plundering as many estate buildings as possible. The proclamation in question urged colonels and commanders to proceed agreeably to the rules of war, in trying the said slaves and carrying the sentence thereof into immediate effect. With the larger, heavily equipped armies, the response of the colonial militias were resoundingly swift, brutal, and forceful. With the intention of locating all the insurgents before nightfall, the troops marched on one of the principal estates at play, Bickett's in St. Philip. According to the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, their quick arrival caught many of the enslaved by surprise, and as a result, many amongst them were killed while trying to escape. Who did not die in combat, was captured and taken prisoner. In fact, more than 400 individuals were sent on board a vessel to await their trial and sentencing. On April 18th, with hundreds of enslaved persons being tried, the authorities issued another proclamation urging the utmost humanity, not only to women and children, but generally towards all slaves, who contrary to their inclinations shall be found to have been involved in the commission of such depredations through force or terror of the insurgents. Alluding to possible excesses of the militia and troops, the proclamation urged all colonels and commandants of militia to take care that no person acting under their command shall kill, hurt, or destroy any slave whatsoever, save and excepting such only as shall be immediately found resisting arms. Colonel Codd was appointed general and all officers were commanded to strictly obey him. Thus, having declared martial law on April 15th, the authorities were forced to follow up with two proclamations to curb the excesses of the combined forces of the parish militias and the imperial army.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.